the sign takes the name of the nearest town.
So where is that town?
Near the island of Zetland.
Zetland. But he was known as Lord Ronalse when he was governor in Bengal. And later on, when he was seen one of my god brother came about 30 years ago, 1935. At that time, he was known as Marquis of Zetland. So, the same person. Perhaps he was known in India as Lord Zetland, because in India the governors and the viceroys are mostly lords. They are not accustomed to know Marquis or this.
Marquis is a higher title, paper.
Keep it there, I said. Keep it. So this Lord Ronald said, he was invited by our principal because he also happened to be Scotsman. So I was at that time a boy. So he's elderly. At least at that time he was our father's age. He's still alive? No.
The old Lord Zetland, is that normal?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, I think he's died. And consequently, Lord Ronalse, his son, takes on the title of Marquis of Zetland.
He immediately inquired, how many you are philosophical students? So our principal replied that this is higher class. So I mean intermediate art.
And those are the vocal.
So you can call him to come here. We can talk. So our principal is this is higher class. They haven't got philosophy, but most of them have got logic, preliminary philosophy. So he was interested in us. All right, how many of you have taken logic? So I was also a student of logic. In this way we were introduced. But I know he was a very nice gentleman and fond of Indian philosophy and culture. He studied. And during Gandhi's movement, there was a great leader in Calcutta, Shiar Das. He was a big lawyer. The government ordered that he should be arrested. So before arresting, Lord Ronalse called him at his house that it will be very much painful for me to arrest you. If you kindly give up this moment. He said, no, you can arrest me. I cannot give up. So later on he was arrested. But before arresting, he called him at his He's a very nice gentleman. But government order, what can we do? Another governor, he was Indian. He was the first Indian governor, Lord Singha. So, when he was requested to arrest Gandhi, he immediately resigned. You are asking me to arrest, why not ask some English governor to arrest? So he resigned.
I think there's still two Indians that sit in the House of Lords.
Two Indians?
MPs.
They're
titled
lords, they're peers. They sit in the House of Lords.
Maybe son of Lord Sinha.
Maybe.
Because this is hereditary title.
Yes.
They deposit some money to the government. Domiciled here.
Yes.
There are many Indians domiciled.
Yes.
Because I don't think anyone with the title Lord in India, they can become member of the parliament. Because India is not now, but he may be Commonwealth, but is there any rule that Commonwealth member can become Parliament member?
Oh yes, there's various people sit in the House of Lords who are not British at all. We've got Australians, New Zealanders.
But Australia is now still in touch with England. Mm. The Australians in the stamp, the Queen's picture is there.
Yes, oh yes. But even so,
Canadian, they are in touch.
Yeah.
But India, now, at the present moment, it is simply in name Commonwealth member. Actually, in the matters of governing, there is no...
But these people have received their titles for service to the British Empire in the past.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a hereditary title, so naturally it hands down to the public.
And how he can be elected?
You can't be elected.
Quite impossible. That was Mrs. Ahuja.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he'll be back about 8 o'clock. And either they'll come directly over here or he'll call first. Mm-hmm. 6:30
now. So we can talk at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Saha. Do you know him?
I prefer not to speak.
Huh?
I prefer not to speak.
I don't think you trust him.
Is that?
It was pure gold, practically. The jewelry is practically pure gold.
He tested it?
They had it tested, yeah.
Is it what?
I don't think you trust him.
He said one thing and then a few days after he says something else which completely refutes what he said in the first place.
That's the problem. We have to really work with...
No, that kind of man cannot help us.
No, we have to work with very trustworthy men. It's too big, it's too important.
I think he's out for prestige.
Huh?
Is that for prestige?
Yes.
Known in this country, we call it as a social climber.
Social climber.
So decide like that. Then when he comes, I shall talk him.
Okay.
Yeah. Try for that.
Meanwhile, I can find out what George is. I have two numbers I want. Try to find.
George being out of my station, don't count upon him.
No, but he'll be back soon.
So when he comes, then it's different.
Yeah. But if I know when he's coming, I'll be prepared to see him.
Regarding this Bhagavad Saptas, shall we still
Well, Bhagavad Sapta, that is attractive to the Indians, but if the Indians have no cooperative feeling, then what is the use?
Let us this week find out from different Indian men if they are going to be willing. And next Saturday night we'll know for sure.
Yes.
And another thing is that the Indians, they are inclined to keep their Hindu element. Hodgepodge. Demigods, these, that, those.
After they've seen our deities, they want to install Radha Krishna only. That's right. After they've seen our temple, now they all want to install Radha Krishna.
Well.
That is out of sentiment.
Yeah.
Yes.
They thought that if Radha Krishna is there, people will come.
Yes. I went to
Mr. Here is a different atmosphere. That they cannot create.
Yeah.
That is not possible.
Yeah.
That requires sincere devotion.
Yeah.
I went to an installation ceremony.
Huh?
I went to I was invited
with
some other devotees to go to an installation ceremony in a temple in the East End of London. And they were installing Radha Krishna deities there. And at the same time they were having a marriage ceremony was going on. A marriage ceremony was going on. Along with the installation ceremony.
What is that ceremony?
Marriage.
Marriage.
Yes. And there was this one, they had this one, like a professional priest was there. And he was saying over again, Om Bhuvo Bhuva Svahasnat Sabhatru Vrindam Bhagudeva Sadimhi. And again, he was saying the first line of Gayatri Mantra, like he was chanting japa. And he would start to sing it, and he'd sing louder, and he was cavorting with his microphone.
So how is this going on?
Yes,
Forest
Gate. Mr. Goyal.
The same one who gave us the deities.
Gave us these deities.
So when Radha and Krishna came here, they ordered more deities from India. You see. And this is the installation ceremony of these other
deities. When it was held?
This is about 2 years ago.
Huh?
2 years ago.
It was right after we left, I think.
About 2 years ago.
How it is going on now?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been by.
I've
never been by. It's simply sentimentality.
Huh?
It's sentimental.
That's all. Who would go there?
We went there for a Durga Puja one night too, I remember. They danced around the room.
They take it as recreation.
Yeah.
There is no philosophy, there is no seriousness. That our is different.
Yes.
We are training people how to become real devote.
Yes.
That is different.
Yes. They were garlanding the deities with beads. They were giving Krishna japa beads.
They're not guided.
Yeah.
That's like they were chanting Gayatri Mantra loudly.
Yes.
That is another rascal.
Yeah, Mr. Goyal is a self-appointed guru.
He wants to become a guru.
Yeah.
Well, then it is.
They have ambitions, the guru.
And all these meetings I've been to, they're all saying, we must remain Hindu, we must not forget our culture, we may be in England, but we are Hindus. Like this. India, she is our real mother, not this England. India, she is a real mother. We must be thinking of India. How to become always thinking of Hindus.
how to get rupees out of India.
So therefore, it is very difficult to get their power. Their mentality is different. They don't want to understand this Krishna philosophy. They want to remain Hindu. A Hindu means husband, that's all. Hindu means husband.
But at the same time,
Hindu means Shankar philosophy.
Shankar.
Yes, that God has no form. Yes. And you can imagine any form and worship for your material benefit. Mm. This is at the present moment. And we say that we are not Hindus. Hindu is a Mohammedan title given.
Mohammed?
That startles you. Do you know that?
No.
Hindu, there is no such word in the Vedic literature. You won't find this word in Bhagavad or Bhagavad Gita. The Mohammedans outside India, they used to call the Sindhus. There is a river, Sindh River. From Sindhu to Hindu, they cannot speak S, they call Ha. In this way, it is a hushpush word. But it has come that in Vedic followers as Hindus. But this word is not found in any authorized scripture. No. Our system, culture is Varnasam. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur Varnam Maya system. Varna. Varna means four sections. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is real Vedic culture. That Vedic culture can be all over the world. Why in India? We are trying for that. To give the Vedic culture which is acceptable by everyone. It is meant for everyone.
So actually Shankara introduced this five gods system.
Shankara had no universal idea. Still, the Shankarites, they won't accept outside Brahmin caste. They won't allow sannyas unless he is a caste Brahmin. It's still going on. That is their strict principle. Now it is dwindling. That is a different thing. But we Vaishnavas, according to Bhagavad Gita, whatever one may be, if he takes shelter of Krishna consciousness, he is eligible to go back to home, back to Krishna. Mahanghi partha bapasritya ji pishu papu junaya sriyavashyas tatha sudra stevi jhanti parangati.
At the Hindu center, the only symbol they have is an Om. They have a big Om sign. And at the beginning, they have a prayer to the Om sign.
Impersonally.
Yes. And their arti ceremonies are terrible.
And what?
Artis are terrible.
Terrible?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Om Jaya Jaya Vidishahari.
Cry like an infant.
Yes. And at the end, they sing Om Shanti, Om Shanti, 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 Om.
Still, it benefited a little.
So that determination, we want to remain Hindu, that is the basic principle of that defect. Yeah. We cannot get any cooperation.
And those are mostly women. There's not many men at these ceremonies.
Huh?
Mostly those are women also.
Must be women, because these men, if they could not understand the philosophy, they are rascals.
Yeah.
So, now religious sentiment expressed by this woman. But that is not our purpose. We want to spread Krishna consciousness through throughout the whole world. If we say that we are Hindus, we may be Hindus, but it is for everyone.
There's one or two Hindu leaders that are...
Therefore, in India, there are many enemies for me, because I am making Brahmins. They do not like that.
Oh, then it won't be their property anymore.
Yes.
If it goes out of India.
Yes. Therefore, I think this Devananda was bright. There are so many things, you see, I don't want to discuss publicly. So I am becoming popular on my own strength. Nobody is helping me. Rather, you are helping me. From India, I am not getting any help.
No.
Neither by the government nor by the people.
So many big men we went to see. Even our own American government is helping us more than
yes.
Indian government.
Oh, so this BBC. I think BBC is like a father, British Broadcasting Corporation. It's very, very helpful. Very much in favor of Krishna consciousness.
BBC.
That's an important organization.
Oh, yes.
Either that or they're spying on us.
No, any sane man will appreciate.
Yes.
Will appreciate.
This is a very intelligent organization. BBC, very intelligent.
Yes, the government.
They acknowledged that they came to Nairobi to take films of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these two radio programs yesterday, they're very, very important also.
No, actually you are very important. What is your impression?
Of the programs at all?
No, our, this mission, Krishna consciousness.
I think it's just the thing that is needed.
Yes, actually it is so. What United Nations could not do, we can do that. Provided people agree to our terms, these four terms. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. But that is very difficult.
Very
difficult. We put these terms, and that is thunderbolt. That is thunderbolt.
Yes. Most young people think, well, I've tried
the whole Western civilization is based on these principles. And we say, break these four pillars, then come to me. That we don't get many followers. There is this condition.
Yeah.
If that, like Maharshi, if I would have said, oh no, you can do whatever you like.
Oh, you'd have millions.
Simply pay me $35 and I give you a special mantra. This
like the
blab.
Roman Catholic Church, like the Roman Catholic Church, will sell you a free pass into heaven.
Indulgences.
In the old days,
indulgences. The Catholic Church, they used to sell passes into heaven for you or your family. You pay so much, you get to go to heaven.
Yes, sir. The Mormons also they do. Aga Khan. The Aga Khan. He was doing that. If a man dies, so Aga Khan will give it draft. You know draft.
Yes.
So that will be also within the coffin. So when he goes to hell or heaven, he'll get money. Drop. And people are paying. You know this? Aga Khan's business?
Aga Khan,
he was doing this. He was a guru of a section of Mohammedans.
Yeah.
Very rich section.
Nairobi,
they
were. In Nairobi, they were.
Yes. So, and all the money he was spending in race course.
Yeah.
Aga Khan had a special horse.
Yeah.
He has become one of the richest men in the world.
Yes.
I used to ski with him in Switzerland.
And all his officers are Hindus. In Bombay.
Yeah.
Because he never trusted Mahavira. Not only that, even Mahavira's emperors, that they're all important men were Hindus. Just like Rup Sanat. Rup Sanat,
They were Mohammedans.
They were Hindu government.
They were Brahmins.
No, they were Brahmins. Yes. But because they accepted ministership from Nawab Hussain Shah, they were rejected from the strict Brahmin community. You are now servant of a Mohammedan. You cannot call me a Brahmin. That's fair. Yeah. So they were rejected. Their names were also changed. Davir Khan or Davir Khas and Sakar Mallik. And they were mixing with big Mahavidan chiefs and landlords and therefore about them Srinivas Acharya has written, Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandala Patishaning Sada Tuchava. He gave up the aristocratic society as very insignificant and preferred to become a mendicant. This is the picture. So, Mr. Arnold, you can see. They're very big ministers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Gosham. They were thrown by the Hindu society or Brahmin society, rejected them, that they have become Mahamudan. And actually, just like in our younger days, in our father's time, if one should come to England for education, he has to pass through some prayaschitta, shaving the head and have some big ceremony and feed the Brahmins and spend so much money, then he will be accepted in the society. Otherwise, he cannot enter the society. He went to Mlechadesh. Mlechadesh, and he has eaten meat and he has mixed with so many. So, he will not be accepted.
He had to be repurified.
Yes. So, one of our community men, say he became barrister, and when he went back, so he was asked by the Brahmins that he must undergo this prayaschitta ceremony.
Because he had associated with
Muhammad.
English.
But,
Englishman.
Yes.
He's using an example from his...
So, he became so sorry that he went to take bath in the Ganges and drowned himself, committed suicide. Another, he was also a committed man. He later on became a very big doctor, Dr. R.L. Dutta, M.D. He also came for education, medical education here, and when he went back, all his father and mother requested, my dear boy, you have to do this, otherwise you will be extricated from the society. So he decided that I shall leave the society. Mother unwillingly granted him permission, then you go out. Otherwise our whole family will be extricated. So he simply asked his wife whether you want to go with me or remain here. And she said, wife, I must go, I will go. So the husband and wife went away. And later on, they accepted, they rejected Hindu religion. They became Brahma. At that time, Brahma religion was going on. Brahma religion means Ramananda. He was also Ramananda Rai. So he introduced a system of Brahma religion on the basis of impersonal worship of Upanishad. The same church, Rabindranath Tagore's, you know Rabindranath Tagore's name?
Tagore,
the big poet.
Yes.
His father introduced. So he became a Brahman. They don't worship deities, impersonal. And they can eat anything, whatever they like. The real facility was that they want to eat meat, fish and wine. And that would not be allowed. You see? Indians, they did not know how to drink. It was not either Hindus or Mohammedans. Among the Mohammedans, drinking is a great sin. Is it not?
Yes.
Yes, they don't drink. That's a great sin. Similarly, Hindu.
I believe this is introduced by the English. Huh? Drinking is introduced by the
English. They did not know how to drink tea. Yes. Society guards or meat eating or drinking tea.
Yeah.
These things were introduced by the English. They did not know.
This is Clyde?
Eh?
This is Lord Clive?
No, after Lord Clive. Lord Clive was in the beginning. He established the British rule there by cheating Nawab Sirajuddin. So, after Lord Clive, then Lord Hastings.
Hastings Street in Calcutta.
Yes. He was, what is called? Hastings, that big speaker, Bark. When a man is chastised in Parliament, what is called?
Chief Whip.
Mr. Speaker, you mean?
Not Speaker.
When a man is chastised in the Parliament, what is the name? What is the term they use?
They withdraw the whip. If it's
no,
chastised.
No, there's a technical.
Well, they call it, it's chastised, which means to say that when they withdraw the whip, he then has to leave the house for so long until the whip is restored. They're not allowed to sit without the whip.
Impeachment.
Yes.
Impeachment of Warren Hastings. That's a big boo.
Oh, the American president.
Huh?
There was an American president named Warren Hastings.
No, this is Lord Hastings in India.
Oh, Lord Hastings.
Yeah.
Impeachment of... He was Warren Hastings. Lord Hastings. He was impeached by one Mr. Bark. So his writings we had prescribed. Burke's speeches, some Englishman speeches,
Edmund Burke.
Yes. So he impeached this Warren Hastings for his misbehavior in India.
So he was so notorious.
Huh?
He was so notorious.
Everyone was here. I think it was a show in the Parliament.
But Hastings, my lord, surely was trying to be a decent fellow, wasn't he? He really was. I understand it, first of all, the whole Indian subcontinent was being sort of taken for a ride by English people out there, you know, that was really trying to make themselves very rich, very quick. And the Parliament in London, they got so scared that they first of all removed.
Oh, that is natural. That is natural. If you are in an important post, then take bribe.
Yeah, and this is why they put Hastings there. But Hastings.
When Hastings, all the governors used to do.
Yeah.
The system was if some presentation was given to the governor or viceroy, it was to be not his personal property. It was kept as government property. So these governors made a trick that the presentation may be given to his wife. So it was not a government's property.
No.
It was the governor's wife's property. These things are there.
I remember the story you told us once about an Englishman, and the man wouldn't let him sit on his bench.
Yes. In our child we have seen it. Even Lord Clive. Lord Clive, at that time, that is, when he cheated Shirazdullah. Now he wanted to establish, he wanted to construct Calcutta city. So he wanted some money. So he approached one Indian banker, Sukhamoy Rai. Sukhamoy Rai, at that time Clive was giving facilities, who were helping them. The modern aristocracy in Calcutta was practically made by the Britishers. They used to give title, that's all. And give land. The land is Indian land. But if I say, you can go and take as much land as you like, what is the loss of the Britishers? But that man became very obliged. Oh, the British has given me so much land. This was the policy. I take from Mr. Arnold's pocket and I pay you. You think, oh, Swami is so liberal. You do not care that I pickpocketed your own man. This was going on. But they did not take any money from England. Rather, they brought all the money from India here. Yes. So then, the foolish person, they thought that as soon as we meet any Englishman, I become rich. Sahib Subho. Sahib Subho. Sahib Subho. But as soon as you become a friend of any nice Englishman, your fortune is turned. And that was being done. That was being done. Because they wanted men to help. That anyone knew ABCD, he's immediately given some important post.
Civil service.
Yes. Yeah. A little English knowledge.
And a title.
And title and money. But they want some clerks, they want some helper. So people began to learn English. But they did not want to give high education.
No.
No. Simply to become clerks. So one gentleman, Motilal Sisi, was a very rich man. So he saw that now English education is very important. So he wanted to start a college for free education, so that poor man might take English. Because India was poor, so they could not pay for education. The government stopped. No, you cannot give free higher education. The government did not want. Because the government knew that as soon as these people will be highly educated, they will read history. And they will know how to revolt, how to fight. And actually that we can.
That happened.
Yes. They did not want to open the secret.
Yeah. I bet they didn't know England was a small island either.
And somebody goes He goes there. He's near some village. He becomes Lord Chelmsford, Lord this, Lord that. I know, where is your lordship, sir? You have got so small village. But they wanted to keep their prestige. And that was the punch. That Gandhi broke this prestige, false prestige. Otherwise, Englishmen are coming from heaven. And they maintained that prestige somehow or other.
Chelmsford, a little village.
So, in India, there are the Lord Macaulay's note, what is called, that if you want to keep this Indian in their original culture, you will not be able to rule over them. Therefore, they wanted to kill the Indian culture, and they did it.
Dr. Radhakrishna?
Yes. That's such a fool, you see.
Made president, wasn't he?
Yes. They regularly maintained this, standard, that anything Indian is primitive, it is useless. Now we are becoming civilized under our country. That impression was created. So they like, then you must drink. You must drink tea, you must drink wine, you must become dressed
refined.
Like European.
You must become refined.
Huh?
You must become refined like an Englishman.
Yes. That is in India. Anyone who becomes imitate a respectable Englishman, he is considered a gentleman.
Imitate.
Others, the Parsis, you know Parsis? They imitate. Sand person.
They are whitish color anyway.
Yes, they were whitish color also.
And Dr. Sharma. Dr. Sharma.
Sharma.
He's here.
Or Shah.
No, not Shah.
Who is he?
He has one of these. Dr. Sharma.
There were, I don't know Dr. Sharma, but there were two doctors.
Not Dr. Sharma, Mr. Sharma.
Mr. I don't know.
I thought Mrs. Jones.
Probably Mrs. Sharma's. From Carl Road. Anyway.
We have 180 of these members, so I don't know them all personally.
Mr. Arnold has started a guild. Hare Krishna Guild?
Guild of the Radhakrishna Temple. I sent you a lotus badge.
No, I think you sent me one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He sent one badge. For how much did they join? £1?
£1.
At least £1.
So we're building up many supporters.
That's right.
They don't pay much, but at least they're...
So you are distributing among Indians or Englishmen?
Everyone. Anyone who wants
to. The main idea of it all is so that we can find out exactly what they can do.
Yes, it is a very good idea.
Where they can paint windows or wash floors, and then consequently, when we do get a very nice...
And our real point was that in the beginning, the Indians treated the Englishmen. The Lord Clive, he wanted some money. So he approached that Sukhumai Rai. He was a very rich man, banker. So his secretary or his doorman informed, he was upstairs, that some Englishman has come to see you. Oh, Englishman, don't allow him to enter. Let him sit down on the door. I'm coming. Don't bring him. That was police. So he came. He came down. He was a rich man. This Lord Clive wanted to go and see him. He said, his doorman, don't allow him to enter the room. Let him sit down on the door. I am coming. So he came. So he introduced that I am Clive. At that time, he might not have been Lord Clive anyway. Yes, yes, I have heard your name. He was speaking in Bengali, interpreter. So, what do you want? We want some money. We shall return you very soon with interest. So he said, yes, I will give you money. I know you are a good man. Because at that time, people were not very much satisfied with the rulings of Sirajdulla. This Sirajdulla was killed by Clive's intrigue. So some of the people they liked.
So he wasn't a Vaishnava?
Huh?
He wasn't a Vaishnava?
Who?
This Sirajdulla.
Sirajdulla was a Mohammedan.
Mohammedan?
Yes. He's only for, he was a good governor, a good ruler. But these Mohammedans are very much woman hunter. As soon as there is some beautiful woman, bring him, bring her. This was for him. So, this Sukumar Rai advanced money to Lord Clive. And when everything was settled up, he was given vast land and the title king.
The banker?
The banker, yes. Similarly, Raja Navakumar, he was a clerk of Clive. But he helped. So he was also given land and the title king. Raja Navakumar, the Somabaja family. So in this way the Britishers created the Jamindars, landholders.
They created them.
Yes.
Before that there
Lord Cornwallis.
Before that there was no kings or
no, there were kings. So that is Lord Curzon's advice that India send one of the royal family member and become king here.
That didn't happen.
This parliament, they wanted to bring all money now. If the Britishers would have ruled, their administration was very much appreciated. But later on, it became exploited. If the king of England would have ruled the other parts of the world as king for the benefit of the local people, the British Empire would have continued for long. So that was their mistake. It was very nice program, the British Empire. They are very good administered.
Yeah.
That everyone admits.
Yeah.
But later on the administration became to exploit for English people. If they have ruled over the area for the benefit of the people, that is the king's duty. As king, as it is Vedic principle, king should give protection to the citizens, make them religious, make them upright. That is king's duty. Not that simply collect tax and think that this property is mine and spend as he likes. Of course, in England also, because when the king was doing like that Cromwell introduced this parliamentary system. And the King James, he was
executed.
Now it is by simply name king. It has no power. His Majesty, Her Majesty has no power. So, this British Empire was very nicely planned and it was desired of God. But later on, they made this policy exploitation, therefore it failed. That is my opinion.
The only thing I can see that they did good is that they gave English so that you could come to us in the West, so your divine grace could come here and give us Vaishnavism.
No, that was possible even at that time. But they would not accept.
Yeah.
When India was dependent, they would not accept anything from India. Then their prestige is gone.
Yes.
Here, as I told you, when my godbrother came, Lord Wellington, his wife, Lady Wellington. Lord Wellington. He was Viceroy. So, there was some introduction later. So Lady Wellington challenged our godbrother. Swamiji, your men come here, we educate them, give some title, and they go to India, become very big man, important man. So what you have got to teach us? She challenged like that. They are not prepared to take anything in India or give any importance.
They're thinking of second or third class.
No, they knew they're first class. But they would not allow to become first class. But otherwise their prestige is gone. They were teaching that anything, whatever you got, that is all third class. Take from us. That is first class. This was the impression.
Indians are so mild-mannered and gentle that they didn't resist.
No, there is another allusion. If you become a supporter of the British rule, you get profit.
Yeah.
The British will give you land, your land. Give him title. The British businessman, he'll make him a chief salesman. Chief salesman means anyway they will sell their goods. The chief salesman, just like Motilal Sil, he was chief salesman of certain British business house. But they cannot approach the local customers. They require the help of a broker. But the broker thinks, oh, this Englishman has made me a big man.
But like Sir Padmapat Singhania, he got Sir title from the British?
Yes, that he got because he contributed large sum of money during war fund. So in recognition, not only he, many rich men got this sad title because they contributed enough money for prosecuting this war affair.
Was the Indian government agreement with this? The Indian government, do they agree with this?
But the Indian government is British government at that time.
There wasn't an Indian government.
The India was forced to join the war. But it is British government.
Pakistan.
And they utilized Indian soldiers. The Sikh soldiers. India had no hand. And this Mr. Sinha, he supported this. So he has made Lord. So these are politics.
Actually, I think that even the word Sir comes from Sri, doesn't it? The word Sir, English word Sir, doesn't that come from Sri, Sanskrit Sri?
Like that I do not know. Sir means gentleman. Sir means knight.
There's a knight. There's two.
Monsieur.
Monsieur.
It comes from the French. It came from Sanskrit, Sri.
Because the sir was being used in Great Britain centuries.
So where is that
Sharma? They went down to Archie. It was the original inhabitants of Britain. Came from India.
Well, this is a... There's two...
Is that right, Shubha? The original inhabitants of Europe and Britain came from India? Aryan tribe?
No. No, original Aryan came from India. That is in Greece, Turkey. And then gradually, I think, the Romans came to England.
But there was Huns, before that there was Huns, and you mentioned others from Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Polinda, Hun,
yeah.
Mongols, Saxons.
So in Europe, it's mixed up. Not pure Aryans.
But they came from that part, didn't they? India?
Huns were in this side, European side. North of Russia. It's still there. Huns. Kirat, Hunan. Kirat means the Africans. So, the Europeans, originally, Indian Kshatriyas.
Yeah.
Some of them came to this side, being afraid of being killed by Parshura. Khatriya Rudhira Maya Jagadapagat. He 21 times killed all the Khatriyas.
What does that mean, 21 times? You mean they took birth again and then...
No, no. 21 times, that's 7 years war.
7 or 21 wars?
Yeah. So at that time, some of them fled from and settled up here.
Because they call our English language an Indo-Aryan language. It means they find many of the roots in Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. Sanskrit, Professor Rowe, he was professor in Presidency College. He has his grammar, Rowe and Webb. We read that grammar. In that grammar, he has written that Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. He has written. And your European language from Latin. Mm-hmm. Latin is also originated from Sanskrit. Just like Matri Shabda. This is Sanskrit. In Latin, mater.
Mother.
Pitri Shabda.
Father.
Pitar.
Pater.
Pater. Like that.
Pater, patri.
The original father and mother, that is derived from Sanskrit.
And in the Teutonic languages, also German languages, like Atman means to breathe, still. Atman, to breathe.
And there is one book, Aquarian Gospel. There it is mentioned that Christo, this is a Greek word, the Christo is a perverted representation of Krishna. In India also still, we call, if one's name is Krishna, we call Krista. Still, my younger brother's name was Krishna. So we are calling him by the name Krista. Krista, not Krista, Kesta. And from this word Christo, the Christ has come. So this Christian religion has got a link with Krishna. And Jesus Christ went to India. He remained there for 12 years. That Aquarian Gospel writes, I do not know. You have read that book? He resided in Jagannath Temple.
I read that.
But there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That who left Jagannath Temple, he went to Buddhist Temple in Kathmandu. So, at that time, he received one letter, his father and mother died while you are staying in India. So, Jesus Christ remained for a considerable years in India.
Yeah, there's a whole period of his life where there's nothing known about it.
Then he started his preaching here. And in the beginning of his life, he was horrified when the Jews were killing birds in the synagogue. He was horrified. So how Jesus Christ will allow animal killing? And therefore, he said, thou shalt not kill. From his life, from his other information, he was not for killing. He was not for killing.
But he did, on two occasions, cause the death of fish.
And one thing is, might have done when there was no other means of eating. This is one point. So far I study. Another thing is that what was the purpose, or even there is no purpose, he was so powerful, he could do that. But we should follow the instruction of Jesus Christ. We should not imitate him.
And there's some doubt whether that word has been translated from the original language properly.
Huh?
There's some doubt whether our word fish is the proper translation for that word.
But in the commandment, it is clearly said, thou shalt not kill. That you have to accept. The in Jesus Christ, ate some fish or some, that may be some special circumstances.
The breaking of the bread, the feeding of 5,000, two small loaves, fishes,
seven fishes. I read a book put out by the Vegetarian Society that said that word was translated from the Greek copy of the Aramaic. And in the Greek, that word means a loaf of bread made of some kind of seaweed that grows in Galilee. Kind of sea.
Well, that may be interpretation. But without interpretation, if you have to accept the Ten Commandments, how you can kill? There is no such chance of killing. And other statement they give that the animals were given under the
dominion.
That does not mean they are meant for killing. Just like Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's foster father, he was maintaining 900,000 cows, giving protection. And it is the duty of the Vaishya community. Krishi, Goraksha, Bani, Jam. There are three different types of occupation. Agriculture, cow protection, and trade. That is for Vaishya. So, giving the animals under the human being means protection, not for killing. Suppose if you give your child to some gentleman that I am going, you take care of this child, it does not mean that the child has to be killed. So I don't think in Christian religion killing is allowed. I don't.
The very first pages of the Bible, it says, when the Lord created the earth and everything, and then he says, the seed-bearing plants of the earth shall be your meat, and strictly forbidden to eat other things. It says very clearly what they shall eat.
Besides that, Lord Jesus Christ says that you should well behave with your neighbor. What is that?
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's the. So, in broader sense, now there are many animals; they are also our neighbor, the domestic animals. So, Lord Jesus Christ cannot say that your human being are neighbors; they are not your neighbors. And he was horrified when animals and birds are being killed in the Jewish synagogue. That is, the one who is horrified for killing, and he specifically accepted, thou shalt not kill. I don't think in Christian religion killing is allowed.
It's such a long accepted practice now, Lord.
That is a different thing. That is different. You are practiced to something. That is different thing. But when you talk of Christian religion, I don't think killing can be allowed. And besides that, any religion, killing is barbarian.
Yeah.
Killing is barbarian. when you talk of religion, there cannot be any kidding.
Krishna says, when there's a rise in your religion, then I come.
Yeah. As far as Mohammedan religion is concerned, that is also killing restricted. And they had no other ways. It is desert. But another thing, even killing of animals is required for certain persons. The Vedic religion also allow, but not cow. These goats, they are allowed. The meat eater, under restriction, they can eat goats, but not the higher caste. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, they would not. The lowest class, the Shudras, or lower than that, they used to kill, but not cows. Because cow is very important animal.
I remember once also, on a walk in Mr. John Lennon's estate, you were speaking about how when the old cows and old bulls died, then the muchis, or the cobblers, after taking off their skin, then they could take.
Yeah.
But not before.
No. Now, it is not very wise to kill cow. Now, if you want cow's skin, that is guarantee. Anyone will die. You get the skin, and if you want to eat, at the time when it dies, you can eat. So why you should kill? Killing means it is economic loss. The cows, while living, is giving them the nicest food, milk. And so long you get nice milk, you can prepare so many nutritious foodstuffs for cow's milk.
Fertilizer.
Cow dung. Cow's urine is also so antiseptic. So the meat eaters may, if they are insisting, first of all, nobody should eat meat. All right, if there is a class of men, they want eating meat, but they can eat just like they're eating hogs or goats.
Hunting.
Hunting other animals. But cow especially must be protected for society's good. Must be protected. From gratitude, we are drinking milk of cow. How we can kill our mother? From all considerations, especially cow protection must be there. That is the duty of the Vaishnavas. Kisi Goroksya Banijam. Cow protection is especially. And the cow blood, the milk is nothing but blood. So you get more vitamin value by drinking milk than drinking cow blood. From all points of view, cow protection must be there. That is human civilization. From all points of view.
And they eat garbage, they don't eat. It's not that they're going to eat very much, they eat garbage or any grass.
No, that is because of the want of food.
Yeah.
They should be given nice food. What nice food? You take the paddies or the wheat and you give him the grass. You take the pulp of the fruit and you give the skin.
Yeah.
You take the plantain, banana, the inside pulp, and the skin. So there is always here. And the cow taking the rejected portion is supplying milk. He cannot avoid milk. But on account of this sinful activity, milk supply will be stopped. There will be no more milk, that is stated in the Bhagavad.
If they have no mercy even for the cow, what to speak of other humans? Now they're killing without.
They have no mercy. There is no question of mercy. And they cannot be devotion also, animal killers. According to our conception, every living entity is part and parcel of God. So, suppose God, in Christian religion also, it is accepted, Father. So, the Father has got so many children. Some of them are animals, some of them are trees, some of them are human beings, some of them are insects, some of them are like 8,400,000 species. Krishna claims, sarva yonishu kauntiya, in all species of life, as many forms are there. Sambhavanti murtaya jya. Murtaya means forms. In all species of life, he does not say simply human form, all forms. And Krishna's picture, you see, is as loving. What is that picture?
He's
always
with the cow.
Ah, he's embracing.
There's a cow in the back.
Yes. He has personally taught us how to treat with cow. He became a cowherd's boy. And his business was go early in the morning to take care of the cows and go in the forest.
And also, of course, when he was in danger after killing Putana, then the ladies,
Jasodama and other ladies, took him to the cow dung.
Yes.
And cow's tail, like that. So that in all inauspicity may go.
Yes.
So, cow has been given a very important position. And practically we see, we are drinking cow's milk still. Still so many dairy farms are going on. So, cow killing in human society cannot be supported. During Emperor Akbar's time, one poet wrote a poetry presenting to the emperor about the cow is appealing that I am doing this, I am simply eating grass and I don't encroach upon your foodstuff, but still I give you so nice food that your children live on this. And when I die, I give my skin, I give my hope. I'm serviceable and willing to serve you. And still you are killing me. The substance of the poetry is there. And when Akbar Badshah read this poetry, he stopped counting. No more counting.
Which king was it?
Akbar, the first Mughal emperor. He simply presented this poetry as the cow appealing, that I am giving so much service, not only living time, even after my death, still you are killing me. And you call yourself civilized. So when Emperor Akbar read this poetry, he stopped. In Afghanistan, still there is no cow killing. Afghanistan.
That's a Mohammedan country.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And long ago, I was coming from Kashmir. One Mohammedan gentleman was my fellow passenger. So when he called for that restaurant man, so he was whispering, don't, is it cow's place? Well, no, no, no. So there are many Mohammedans, they won't touch cow's place. Still in India.
Yeah,
and there are many vegetarian also.
Many signs in the restaurants, no beef.
Oh, yes.
Mutton.
So, for civilized society, cow killing must be stopped. It is a great sin. From all points of view. From economic point of view, from religious point of view, from social point of view.
That's a big task.
Everybody thinks that there's we have no reason to not kill cows, that we're simply sentimental, the Indians or the Vaishnavas.
Sentiment, yes. They do you think this sentiment is bad? You are drinking milk and cow is accepted as mother, is it sentiment? Is it sentiment? You drink one's milk and you consider that animal as an ordinary animal. How we are civilized? According to Vedic civilization, just like Krishna, because he drank the milk of Putana, he took him as mother. Although she came to poison Krishna, Krishna took the bright side, that whatever she might have done, I have sucked her breast, or she has become my mother. She should get the exact position like my mother. This is sentiment.
You know, one of their arguments is that if we don't kill the cow, there'll be overpopulation, they say.
Huh?
Cows. Yes, they say about the cows that if we did not have slaughterhouses to kill these cows, there would be so many cows, they would take up everything. This is the kind of argument, really, serious, they say.
That's the money thinking.
Yes.
The rascal says, do not understand, there will be oversupply of milk, he'll be happy.
Everything will be adjusted.
He'll get more rasagullas. And ghee.
Cream.
And so many things.
Artificially bred anyway, the cows. Artificial insemination is what makes so many cows. Our cows in New Vrindavan are born from artificial insemination. They take a sperm.
But they want for food. Yeah, they want to kill.
The people are not. They don't even like milk. These people, at least in Germany,
meat eaters don't.
They give the milk to the hogs in Germany. They give. Well, we sometimes go to a farm, you know, and they say, "Oh, and we have just given all the milk to the hogs."
They take the cream off.
They said, we ourselves, we hardly ever drink milk. We take a little for our coffee, for the cream. But the rest we give to the hog or we sell to the dairy.
They make it into cheese that tastes like meat, smells like meat. Make it into cheese.
Most people don't drink too much milk. The younger, the children drinking milk, but once they get past 16 years old, they don't take much milk anymore.
That means beginning of life is from milk. If there is no milk, how your children would live?
Yeah. Even in Russia, the babies were drinking milk.
So still, you are killing. No, there is no reason for cow killing.
In fact, a cow, when it eats grass, it only bites it off. It doesn't pull the roots.
No.
The grass grows back. No. And it's harmless. But the goats, they pull the grass up by the root. No grass can grow there anymore. So actually, in North Africa, it used to be very verdant, very fertile land. And from so many thousands of years of grazing goats, I read an article in the Science magazine, it's depleted the soil, no grass grows there now, it's desert country mostly.
The Mohammedans introduced goats, and those goats have eaten all the grass. They won't grow back.
But before then, there were cows, because that's when Maharaj Parikit was traveling in his kingdom. Then Kali personified this.
Yes. Yeah, originally it was very fertile, even in Roman times.
Cow dung is a fertilization. Yeah. Any stone is fertilizer. So, passing stool in the field, that is, when the stool is utilized for some purpose. Now, in the cities, we are passing so much stool, it is being spoiled. No, that was scientific estimation. That we are losing so much quantity of fat and hypophosphite and this like that.
Did you see the article today in the one borough council was giving farmers and all the various people free fertilizers that was in fact was made from the human excreta. And the scientists were finding that there were vast deposits of mercury and lead. In fact, it was killing the land, and it was being taken from humans.
In stool?
Yes.
No, in Germany, they attempted to extract fat from stool, and they did it. They collected all stool, and by chemical process extracted fat from it. And from practical experience, stool is very substantial food. Vitamin A, B, C, D. You see the hogs, they eat, they become very quickly fat. Because human being eating all valuable foodstuff, they cannot digest. So that is passing into stool. So all the feed values are there. So better the scientists make some research. And they made, German scientists, and they extracted fat from stool. I do not know if they are still doing. You know better.
Then the German scientists anyway, made very fine meat from wood, like Holzfleisch they called it. They were selling this during the war in tins.
Out of wood?
Yes.
The Germans?
Yeah.
Then why not take vegetable?
But you know the American spam stuff?
Yeah.
Well, when we were in the army, of course, we got cut off, you know, and we was eating anything.
So. Then Mr. Sarman can come. Let him come in. Yes. You wanted to see me?
Well, can I be excused, my Lord, for a little while? Go and see my wife.
She's
upstairs. Can I be excused?
Oh, yes.
She can come up here.
Oh, yes. Let her come.
Bring her up.
Oh, you can go. Bring her. You sit down. He's good.
Well, I'd like to change, my Lord, too.
Yeah,
All right.
It's cooler.
All right.
Shall I bring his wife from?
Oh, yes.
He's just coming.
Will be introduced to the human society. They will be saved.
There's some very nice land still in England that could be used for a nice ashram, country ashram. There's some very nice land still in Devon, in the west country of England, in Wales.
When people
Scotland
understand that we are doing something very important, they will cooperate. It is our duty to convince them.
Intelligent men like Mr. Arnold are many.
Yeah.
They can understand through philosophy if we just give it.
Mr. Arnold can preach amongst
Yes.
gentlemen, class men.
And he becomes more and more
Yeah.
convinced. He's a wonderful man.
Yes.
very logical and cool-headed.
Yes. Oh, aye, aye. Yeah. But.
Do you like the fire on top?
Huh?
You like the fire on?
What is that?
The fire.
Is it now?
Huh? Fire. You want the fire on?
I don't know. Mandir mein. भीड़ बहुत होता है
हाँ भीड़ बहुत है
जगह नहीं
जगह कम है
तो जगह का बंदोबस्त कीजिए आप लोग
जगह का अगर
रेंट होए और जो कुछ होए
जी
एक तो अच्छा वी वांट ए बिग हॉल
आगे भी बात चल रहा था टू बाई अनदर बिग प्लेस इन किंग्स वे अबाउट फ्यू मंथ्स बैक
आई आई
फ्यू मंथ्स बैक
जा
But I think they were demanding much more money. We could not afford to pay that much.
The money ka kya abhav hai? Aap log nahi de sakte? Itna Hindi, itna Indian.
बहुत हाँ यही तो बात अभी. Actually, I started coming only few months back.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very
well. So इसका बंदोबस्त कीजिए.
जी हाँ.
इतना बड़ा भारी काम हो रहा है.
बिल्कुल.
हिंदू लोग घर सो रहे हैं.
जी बिल्कुल ठीक है. क्या आपकी बात ठीक है कि अभी हिंदू लोग और पैसा कितना खर्च कर लें लेकिन इधर अभी इतना ध्यान नहीं देते अगर हम इकट्ठे होकर
इसीलिए तो पतन हो गया
यही बात ठीक है
वो एक पाकिस्तान निकल गया उसके से रोल आया एंड वी कैन मेक द होल वर्ल्ड हिंदुस्तान हियर कैलेस
ठीक है
बिल्कुल इनको थोड़ा दिमाग में दीजिए ना
ठीक है
कि थोड़ा सा पाकिस्तान निकल गया तुम जन्म भर रो रहे हैं And why don't you take this opportunity to make the whole world Hindustan?
That's right.
Thoda samajh dijiye.
Bilkul theek baat.
I am doing that.
Bilkul theek baat aapki.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I am claiming the whole world is Bharatvarsh.
Theek baat.
Last night, you are present last night.
Actually, I am staying about 30 miles from this
place. Oh, I told there that whole world was Bharatvarsh. You remember?
Yes.
So I am claiming the whole world Bharatvarsha and whole world Vedic culture.
Okay.
And whole world's God is one, Krishna.
That's right.
So why don't you help us?
Yeah.
I do not know why the Hindus they are not coming in my cooperation.
Yeah.
They are so much downtrodden.
That's right. वो तो इतना है कि अपने लोग अपने ही संस्कृति को भूल गए हैं और अगर दूसरे लोग भी अपना
जानना में गया
जहाँ और दूसरे लोग जो इनको अपना कर वो ही प्रचार कर रहे हैं उन पे भी अपने लोग कहते हैं
तो कौन प्रचार करेगा कौन है प्रचार करने वाला आई कैन चैलेंज ऑल दीज रेस्कर्स दे कम टू अर्न सम मनी दे सो कॉल्ड भागवत रीडर एंड दिस एंड स्वामी एंड दे कम टू अर्न सम मनी They do not want that this culture should be spread. Neither they know how to spread it.
Yeah. That's right.
Aap log thoda samjhe.
Yeah.
I mean, use some strong word, but it is with great regret.
Yeah.
There's so many Indians there. They are not coming to my cooperation.
That's right. But अभी आगे से कुछ आगे से मतलब कि हो रहा है जागृति लेकिन इतनी नहीं जितनी होनी चाहिए नॉट सो मच एज वी शुड
बट वी आर कंजेस्टेड वी वांट इमीडिएटली वी कैन नॉट एक्सपेक्ट मॉनिटरी हेल्प फ्रॉम अदर्स
एक्चुअली
बट दे आर स्टिल गिविंग अस सो मच हेल्प
विद
यूरोपियन बॉयज एंड अमेरिकन बॉयज नॉट ए सिंगल इंडियन कमिंग
दैट आई डू रियलाइज बिकॉज आई स्टार्टेड कमिंग दिस टेम्पल अबाउट सिक्स मंथ्स बैक So I went to some of the literature which I got from Oxford Street in the beginning, before when I came from India.
That is my plight, you see.
And I
don't get any Indian Hindu cooperation in such a big moment.
So I thought that we Indians who should have much more sacrifice, much more devotion, much more donation to this sanctity.
Now immediately
society.
Require a big place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So many Indians, rich Indians are there. They are not coming forward.
That's right.
So, aap log yadi कोऑपरेशन करके कुछ बंदोबस्त करें तो मकान तो बहुत मिल जाएगा
जी हाँ,
बहुत मिल जाएगा। और हाउ मेनी इंडियंस आर हियर इन लंडन? 200,000. It contributes £1 each.
£1 it will be within 1 month.
Immediately you can purchase a nice place.
Whole United Kingdom is about 10,000, 10 lakhs.
Huh?
10 lakhs.
10 million.
1 million. 1 million. That means 10 lakhs of people living here.
So we can immediately raise 10 lakhs.
London alone is about 2 lakhs now.
Huh?
In London alone, 2 lakhs. In whole of the United Kingdom.
तो इसको आप लोग सब, हम तो बुढ़ा हो गया, हम क्या कर सकते हैं, हम तो इंट्रोड्यूस किया।
आपने बहुत किया है, ये मैंने देखा, आप went through all the temples of the world and even.
I think it's a great achievement.
In this century, I would say.
But they, you speak simply, speak on your lips, but don't come forward to help me.
So
it is a great achievement undoubtedly. Whole world will accept. That's a fact.
अभी मैंने आपके दर्शन नहीं किए थे लेकिन वो लिटरेचर आप आई हैव बीन गोइंग थ्रू अगेन, मैं अभी पता किया, अभी आई हूं, मस्ट
इतना किताब दिया हमने, इतना एस्टैब्लिश किया, तो आई डोंट वांट टू बिकम प्राउड, इट इज माय ड्यूटी, आई हैव डन, बट यू शुड नो इट, यू शुड हेल्प मी, नाइदर द गवर्नमेंट इज हेल्पिंग, नाइदर द इंडियन पीपल इज हेल्पिंग, नाइदर द सुभाष बोस ही raised fund and established one INA fleet. But I cannot do that. Why this non-cooperation? I do not know. What I have done? Aap log sochiye. Why this non-cooperation spirit?
No, no, this is, I would say, not non-cooperation. It's yes, ignorance.
I don't get their cooperation.
It's ignorance.
Ignorance, that it is foolishness.
The foolishness, I would say.
It's not ignorance, it is foolishness.
Foolishness.
Itna jarurat hai immediately for a nice place. And so many English boys are coming. And I can keep thousands of them if I get a proper place. इसको आप लोग सब गौर कीजिए, कुछ बंदोबस्त कीजिए।
When Keshwar ji from USA, he came here about 2 months back.
Who?
Keshwananda.
Yes, he's my disciple. Keshwar.
₹455 Valencia, San Francisco, California. And at that time they went to have some place, but they said we could not have money. That's what the
problem. Money you can contribute.
Okay.
I came in America with $7 only.
That's right.
Nobody gave me money, neither government,
no,
not the big man.
It's all your own personal and all.
आप लोग थोड़ा सिंपैथेटिक होकर के इसका मूवमेंट को बढ़ाइए।